understand.
Kia ora whānau. The station manager just said fade it out. I'm going to fade you out. Fade out. Mic 2 is coming up. Introduce yourself.
Yes, my name is Aaron. Hello.
Hey, get mic 3. Let's get T in.
Okay, hold on. You be mic 2, I'll be mic
3. Hey, hey. Hey, Teresa's back from America. The station manager's up in the place. Goldie's here. She wants to watch Cokie Melly on the major screen.
Can I watch
Monday
two?
Nights. Yeah, happening.
Monday nights happening.
I would have thought.
No one's even wearing any headphones. So,
is that song still playing, by
just
the way?
Just to introduce you. No, there's no song playing.
Oh, good.
Just to introduce you to... tonight's playlist. Tonight's playlist is called PB. It stands for Personal Best. And this is a playlist designed for people that are training for some sort of crazy high energy running, cycling, swimming.
That rules me out then.
Oh, well. Yeah, have a nice dinner. Hey, you stay here.
I was thinking peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
I was getting
otherwise
hungry.
Otherwise known as the peanut butter playlist. And we're going to start here with Never Too Old.
Oh,
Never Too Old
favorite.
To get into drum and bass.
I
it's
do
such
love
a
this
one.
Why are you looking
track,
at me, Katie, when
it?
You said that?
Enjoy, Fano.
These days go too fast for me to limit all my decisions. Created the box, how I am living is by my own cause. Want to feel. Show myself, but I hope I
Oh, mate, it got so serious in the studio. We're just talking about genetic engineering. We're talking about politics. But hey, we've got some next tracks rolling on through. Bye. Bye.
Dance with that groove, all you got to do is move. Dance with that groove, all you got to do is move. Dance with that groove, all you got to do is move. Dance with that groove, all you got to do is move. Dance with that groove, all you got to do is move. Dance with that groove, all you got to do is move. Dance with that groove, all you got to do is move. Dance with that groove, all you got to do is move.
Follow the action.
All right. Hey, tell you what, can't hear anything. Can you hear anything?
No.
You got to put your headphones on. So, last week, did you listen to the show last week?
No, I didn't. Sorry.
I basically spent most of last week saying, "Where's my co-host?
Oh, good.
Is she
good.
Back in the country?
I'm glad I was missed.
She's just swatting around America.
You know, the life of, you know, a musician. We've just got to get out and about and
keep talking, Siri. So the children are home.
Yeah. So I was in LA. Yeah.
What were you doing in LA?
I was checking out the scene, the music scene over there. I went to a little music festival called Coachella.
Oh, you bastard.
Well, you know, I did ask if you wanted to come.
I know. Do you know what?
Next year.
I should have. I just worked really hard instead.
You do. You do. I held up the fort. Don't you worry. I was flying the flag. I went large for both of us.
Fairy flag flyer. All right. Give us like top three shows that you saw.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to go in and say Jungle was super cool. And I'm actually going to go and catch them this Wednesday. They're playing in Auckland. Is it the Spark Arena? Is that what it's still called? I believe.
Glowbox, sorry.
Spark, they've changed it to Glowbox. So they're playing on Wednesday. They're amazing.
I don't know. Glowbox is the Hamilton one. Maybe Spark. Maybe it is still Spark in Auckland.
Yeah. And then, so Jungle, no doubt, were amazing. They had all this energy. It was like they were coming in hot. They didn't know if they were going to be doing Coachella ever again, so they just brought their game. They were amazing.
They're just amazing musicians, though, aren't they? Just out of order amazing musicians.
They really are.
How many are in the band?
Well, actually more than I realised.
Like 12?
No, I think there's like 8. Yeah.
It's big.
Yeah, it is. It's more like it looks to be a 4-piece band on stage, but actually they've got horns and they've got...
Yeah.
Is it, sex? Yeah.
How many albums have they done? Do you know?
Don't know, but they dug deep and did some of their really old school stuff as well as their new stuff, and they just, the energy was next level, honestly.
So are you going to give up with the music industry or are you like super inspired?
Oh, no, I'm so inspired. I'm going to start a No Doubt tribute band.
Yes! Oh my gosh. Yeah. Are you going to be Gwen Stefani?
Yes, I am,
yes.
Michael.
It's got to be one of the first albums I ever bought. Mariah Carey, I did save up my pocket money and asked my brother to go to Virgin Records to pick up the album from the high street for me.
I mean, it was a goodie. There were so many hits on that album.
But the one that I actually bought myself in a shop... I'm pretty sure it was Gwen Stefani.
Yeah, it was that, and I think Alanis Morissette's Jagged Little Pill, I remember.
I was able to just listen to that. Somebody else already had it. Right. That's the great thing about being a baby sister.
Having siblings. I did used to steal all my sister's CDs, actually. Yeah.
Well, two of my children are moaning for my attention, because poor Teresa, she's come into the Katie Lowe's nursery party.
We asked for three. The third one, was it like a new one that I hadn't heard of before, Barry Can't Swim? Have you heard of it's a DJ?
Have you ever heard
plays?
Of Barry Can't
Yeah, well, it was a newbie for me. I hadn't heard him play live, but it was cool.
I love the name. Mm. So this playlist tonight is designed for people that want that high energy, training energy. You're a gym girl. I'm a running girl.
Mm-hmm.
And so where are we going to next? Shall I load it up?
Yeah, let's do this.
You show me the track and I'll go and get it.
High energy.
It was it you had at that house track just then. Joy, something? You did.
Now she's put me on the spot.
Oh, it's all right. Don't worry. I've got a whole playlist. I had to get used to living without you.
Oh, no.
Hey, there's an amazing house set that we did for this radio show.
Oh.
A few weeks ago.
Yeah.
You're going to love that playlist.
Please do share.
You're ready.
I do love house.
Are you ready or not?
I'm ready.
Okay. What is it? What are we playing? I'm playing the song. Are you ready with a track? No. She's doing the dead sides, like... All right, well, you like house, so I will take us there. Let me take you there. There's some amazing house tracks on here, but we have to stay...
I'd say like Purple Disco Machine or something like that.
Oh, mate, we've played it every week for 3 weeks.
Well, I don't know what you've been doing while I've been gone. That's why I'm like leaving you to run the show. I'm just here for the beers and the chips.
I love how you've just said Purple Disco Machine.
Well,
every week, mate, I've played
it's
it.
It's a go-to, isn't it?
It's
really,
an absolute go-to.
Oh, I've got one for you.
Okay, I knew you would. Just people don't even want to listen to the music. They want to hear us chat anyway.
Teresa. Really? Do they though? Yeah, do they? I don't know.
Hey, and this little kid here who's lingering in the background, he's called Sunny. And he has got a pretty epic playlist. We drove back from Auckland last night and Sunny did the tunes for the entire drive.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I was like, how did you learn how to do this? He's like, I just type in the name of the song that I want, he said. Yeah. I was like, oh, true. That is how you do it.
They're onto it these days.
Okay, I'm going to play one of my kids' favourite songs. That's also house and also uplifting. Enjoy.
What the hell do you mean I've got to wait in line? This is complete and total bullshit. If I show you my tits, will you let me in? Just take another drink with me. Thanks. Later, bitches.
We'll be right back.
Well, well, well. Theresa and I just had this amazing idea, which was actually we should start building playlists for our shows.
Yeah, and
heard it first here, people. And the truth is, we tend to just mainly try to get here.
That's generally just the aim of it, isn't it? Just to get here.
Which is actually hard enough.
It really is.
I reckon that's why they have producers for radio shows.
To make sure the announcers get here.
No, to make sure the music and the ads get played.
Right, right.
And then, the celebs, like, you know, the you and the me.
Yeah.
We just turn up.
We do. We just waltz on in.
We just turn up.
Yeah.
Should we explain why there's a growling sound? So has anyone recently bought a Chupa Chup lolly and tried to open it? Because I swear health and safety made this so much harder in the last few years. Or my fingers are getting old, one or the other.
No, they don't want you in there. It's...
Factory settings on the Chupa Chup is out of order.
So what have you been up to, Katie, since I've been gone?
I kept myself really busy.
That's a surprise.
My favourite, most energising thing I've done is I have produced a podcast for somebody else.
That's very cool.
It has been so energising. You know, sometimes your creative life will pull you in ways, and your work life will pull you in ways, and your personal life will pull you in ways, or travel will energise you.
Mm.
Well, it was just a real sweet spot of doing something that was work, that was also deeply energising.
I love that.
It's important. I've already got season two now being recorded for these people.
What's the podcast about?
It's about real estate.
Oh, yeah.
It's a super niche.
Mm. Well, I mean, lots of people either live in a house or buy a house or want to get into a house, so it's probably quite topical in New Zealand, isn't it?
Success. Aotearoa.
She's in.
So the thing is, part of this podcast, which, you know, I can share snips of with the listeners at some point, is that we talk about real estate all the time, whether we're looking for a rental or whether we're deciding what bath mat to buy, you know? And then other people are like, should we put in a pool or should we not put in a pool? Like, I'm not at that level of conversation yet, but I look forward to that day.
Yeah.
But actually, no one knows what they're talking about.
We're all just dreaming, really. They know what's going on.
It's their special skill set. So I've learned so much about real estate.
It's all supply and demand, isn't it?
I've learned so much.
Anyway, from talking about houses to house music.
Yes.
What's next?
I think we could play Camel Fat. I played the remix of that last week.
Oh, did you? See, we just great minds think alike. I was going to chuck it on.
So great. Yeah, chuck it on. Chuck it on.
All right. I'll chuck it on then, shall I?
Yeah. And then I was talking to Teresa about another house playlist that you guys have all listened to already, Monday 5 o'clock crew, for the Wonder Woman event. That went down very well.
Very cool.
We'll play some tracks off
that
after this.
Talk about that next.
Yeah.
Got ready for the night. She's heading for the light. She sees the vision going, cutting line after line. See how she looks in trouble. See how she dances and she sips the Coca-Cola. She can't tell the difference. That's what you're coming for, but they don't wanna let you in it. You drop your bag to the floor and you're asking what's happening. It's getting late now, hey now, enough of the arguments. But she sips the Coca-Cola, she can't tell the difference yet. She can't tell the difference yet. That's what you're coming for. Don't wanna let you in. You
you're coming for, but they don't want to let you in. You drop your bag to the floor, you're asking what's happening. It's getting late now, hey now, enough of the arguments. She sips a Coca-Cola, she can't tell the difference yet.
Teresa. So I've just turned that track down a little bit so we can have a wee chat over the top of it.
Sure.
We can check our levels on this tomorrow. No one's listening anyway. I have to say, more people listen to Monday night than they do Wednesday night.
Yeah, I thought you we were coming back to a show that was,
super famous.
Taking off. That's what I came back to LA for. I thought that's how you got me here. You said, the listenership had gone up. People said that they wanted to.
The listenership has gone. Do you know that there's no way of tracking listeners on radio?
I believe they do random.
Yeah, they do random.
Multi-choice.
Yeah, it's basically market research.
Yeah.
And that's one reason why podcasting is such a boom, because you're able to
track streams.
You're able to watch the data. Mm. So you're able to see what you're putting out there is doing.
Yeah.
We're just data obsessed.
We are.
So, I was just telling Teresa, otherwise known as Salty, if you know this amazing artist who is on your airwaves right now, go to, you on Instagram, Facebook?
I am on the gram.
At Salty, S-O-U-L-T-I, underscore?
Yeah, double underscore.
Double underscore.
You know?
Now, say it in a Kiwi accent. Salty.
Salty.
Do I say it really South London? Salty. Salty. Like salty chips.
Salty. I kind of like it.
Someone asked me to repeat myself the other day and I was like, oh, sorry, it's my accent.
Yeah, well, you don't hear it yourself, do you? When I was over in London, everyone was just basically, every time they heard me talk, look at me funny and then say, can you say something else? They were really into the Kiwi accent, which surprises me. Isn't it one of the most sexiest accents in the world?
I don't know. The Kiwi guys I work with in London just weren't very sexy. But it's nothing on the accent.
I won't say anything about the ones here.
The Kiwi guys here? No, they're still not very sexy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're on here.
What do you think? You've been travelling the world.
Well, this was my idea with a couple of friends. We were thinking about starting up a new YouTube series to travel the world and find out where the most eligible bachelors live.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea because, and look at it culturally and as well as...
Where do you think they live?
I don't know. I've been searching wide and far.
I can tell you where they are.
Where?
They're in Argentina.
Oh.
And also Budapest.
My friend's in Argentina at the moment. I better tell her.
I know they're the sexiest guys. And then also the Catalan guys, there's different Catalan cultures. So Barcelona and Valencia, different.
And so what is this based on? Because it's all in the eye of the beholder, isn't it?
It's based on 100% fact.
Right. Is this research data
It's a shame that I married. It's just a shame that I married a British guy.
You've got a gorgeous man.
I mean, sometimes it's just when you just know. He might not have the body of an Argentinian chocolate miner.
You're going to get yourself into trouble here, Katie.
It's okay, he's not listening, he's working. Now, Teresa.
All right, let's put some a sexy track on.
We have got here, Barry Can't Swim. Yeah. I don't know if anyone knows about Barry Can't Swim.
I don't know if they do. It's quite fresh.
I've never heard of Barry
And it's I heard them at Coachella and I thought I'd bring something, you know, back from LA, Coachella.
Also, like, short something and sharp. Different. Look at this, 2 minutes and 18 seconds on this track. Let's go.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Teresa, let's do a little bit of selfless, shameless publicity, please, about the events you've got coming up this weekend.
Oh, okay. Well, I will be playing up in Auckland on Friday night as part of the Sweet Mix Kids New Zealand Music Month event that they have going. So it's basically different artists performing every night, and yeah, I'm going to be playing as well as my friend Sarah, who's also known as Gypsy, and yeah, I'll be starting at 8 p.m. till 10, and it's at Onkaranga Happy Road, so it should be good.
And then there's another one, isn't there? You've mentioned the new band. Maybe you should just do a call out now for musicians.
Oh, I'm thinking about starting a tribute band, No Doubt tribute band. So, if you're a guitarist, drummer, bassist and want to start that up and send me a DM.
What skills are they? What are we looking for? Definitely bassist. Like, it's full of bass, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. You've got to also be able to wear tartan.
Shoes or clothes?
Clothes. Well, basically, you know, any tartan will do.
Now, Goldie's here by the microphone because she feels like she wants to see her dad. And little does she know that there's jacket potatoes in the oven. Goldie, can you say your name in the microphone? What's your name?
Goldie.
And we're going to finish this show with this kind of squeaky, less than three-year-old mousy human with a song.
So where did you get her name?
From this DJ.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Yes, Goldie. Say it loudly so everyone can hear what you need. I need to go to the library.
Oh,
bless her. It's closed.
Well, Goldie it is.
So this is DJ Goldie, and a song is called I Adore You. This is our last track. My name is Katie Lowes. I have been your DJ, and you are?
Soul T.
And you have been the DJ too.
I have.
Tune back in next week, 5 till 6, for more of our shenanigans.
Thanks for having us.
Ka kite anō. After the run.
After the run we've had, after the tears we've cried, on all those lonely nights, I still want you in my life. I see you in